أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we previously said, that beer, it is haram to drink, but how about its najasa? Sistani has ishkal in it being najas. But barley water, ma al-sha'ir, which is medically prepared, okay, medically prepared for some issues, just like people who has problems with their kidneys, maybe doctors advise them to drink barley water, which is medically prepared, and is called ma al-sha'ir. This ma al-sha'ir is tahir, is pak, not najis, not najis. Alright, now we move to another issue of najasat, sweat of an animal who resistantly eats the unclean substance. Brothers and sisters, the sweat, araq, of an animal who persistently eats, ta'awwada, get used to eat what? The unclean substance, the essential najasa, the essential najasa. In Arabic we said araqul haywan jallal, just like chicken or camel or sheep, any animal who get used of eating an essential najasa, it's a sweat najis. Let's see, read the Sayyid's fatwa, issue number 117. Yes, the perspiration of a camel which eats najasa, and the perspiration of every animal which is habituated to eat najasa is najis. Okay, so the sweat, again in other words, the sweat of a camel or a sweat of any animals which eats what? Which eats najasa, which eats najasa, it is najis. Okay, we have to be away from it. If it contact our body, if it contact our clothes, so we have to re-clean our body and our clothes. Somebody said, Shaykhuna, how we can purify that animal, or shall we leave it or kill it and not eating it? No, there is a way to purify this animal. Okay, how? By, we will talk about this later on, but doesn't matter, I'm going to give you a hint about it. For example, a chicken, if this chicken get used on what? Get used on najasa. Get used on eating essential najasa. What shall we do? We're going to put this chicken in a place or in a room, and we will keep on giving it food, clean food for 3 days. After 3 days, that chicken will be packed again, and it is ready to slay it and eat it. Okay, how about the camel? The camel, I think we have to keep it for 40 days and give it food, clean food. After 40 days will be packed again. Okay, again with issue number 117, the perspiration of a camel which eats najasa, and the perspiration of every animal which is habituated to eat najasa is najis. It means the sweat of these animals, it is najis. It is najis. How about their flesh, their meat? It is not allowed to eat them unless you purify them, and we will talk later on about this. Okay, issue number 118. The perspiration of a person who enters the state of janaba by haram act is hak. Brothers and sisters, this is a very important issue, because with old ulama, just like Sayyid Abu Qasim al-Khu'i rahmatullahi alayhi qaddas Allah nafsa al-zakiyya, and Sayyid Muhsin al-Hakim, Sayyid Abdul Ala al-Sabzawari, and so on, some of those ulama, what they said? They said a person who had what we call it, practice sexual but in haram, not in halal way, who practice intercourse with male with a female, or male with a female in this way, how about its perspiration? How about its sweat? Some of the old ulama, they said this perspiration, this is sweat of this person, it is najis. It is najis. Why? They said because he practiced the intercourse in haram way. So, okay. How about you, Sayyid Sistani? What's your opinion? What's your hukum? Tell us in order to see, because we are your muqallideen, we are your followers. So what is your hukum? Sayyid Sistani said that the perspiration of a person who enters the state of janabe by haram act is pak. He said it is pak. Somebody said, why Sayyid Sistani make his own opinion or his own hukum different from others? It is his personally it is his personally yes hukum. No, definitely, brothers and sisters, Sayyid Sistani, he has to take hukum from Quran, to take hukum. If he doesn't found it in Quran, he moved to Sunnah Nabawiyyah. If he doesn't found it in Sunnah Nabawiyyah, then to the Hadith of Ma'soom, the quote of Ma'sooms, Imam Ma'sooms, then he will derive the hukum from them. But according to what? According to a special rule of Usul, of Ilm al-Usul. And this is inshallah, if you keep studying, inshallah you will reach this level, which is a very high level in Hawza Sharifa Ulum. And every person who reached to this level, he will be min al-fudala. Okay, now, so what's your opinion, Sayyid Sistani, of person who make intercourse by haram act, he said, the perspiration, the sweat of this person is pak, tahir, not najis. But on the basis of recommended precaution, salah should not be offered with that sweat. He said, yes, I'm saying this sweat, it's not what? Is not najis, is not najis. But according to recommended precaution, الاحتياط الاستحبابي, الصلاة should not be offered. You're not going to pray with this sweat. You have to wash. You have to wash. غسل الجنابة. Not غسل الجنابة, but it is, you have to wash from this sweat. Actually, you have to purify your body. Alright. Similarly, sexual intercourse with the wife in her menses, namely, will be considered as janabe by haram act. Yes, menses. Excuse me, just let me check the word of menses. All right, I'm going to explain it. Yes, it is a little bit difficult. Here said, similarly, sexual intercourse with the wife, that a husband is going to have intercourse with his wife in her menses, not from the normal way, not from the front vagina, but from the back. Here says Sistani will be considered as janabe by haram act. According to Sayyid Sistani, this is fa'al haram. This is fa'al haram. And the sweat of it, the sweat of it, it will be what? It will be haram. And if you give me time, maybe tomorrow, I'll go back and explain this in detail for you, inshallah. Yes. Now I'm going over issue 119. If a person has sexual intercourse with his wife at a time when it is forbidden, when it is forbidden, for sometimes if she has what, if she has usual monthly usual al-hayd, or when she is muhram in Mecca doing hajj or doing umrah, performing hajj or performing umrah, so it is haram for her husband to have intercourse with her. So if a person has a sexual intercourse with his wife at a time when it is forbidden, like in the month of Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, not all the month, all the day, but during fasting, during day, not at night, because at night أحل لكم ليلة الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم. At night it is okay, doesn't matter, it is allowed. But during day, while you are both fasting, it is not allowed for you to have intercourse with your wife. Okay, so if a person has sexual intercourse with his wife at a time when it is forbidden, when that forbidden, it is like, okay, it is when you are fasting, like in the month of Ramadan, during fasting, his perspiration will not be classified with the perspiration of those who become mujnib by haram act. See, Sayyid Sistani said, if you are in Ramadan, okay, and you have intercourse with your wife during day, not only Ramadan, But Ramadan, when you are muhrim, or when you are yes, Ramadan, or you are muhrim, or something, maybe there is another time, I don't remember. Okay, then you have what you shouldn't have intercourse with your wife in such a time during day of Ramadan, while you are fasting, or when you are muhrim. It is not allowed. For example, you had intercourse with your wife, okay, during Ramadan day, or in when you are muhrim. So how about your perspiration? How about your sweat? Is it haram? Is it sorry, is it najis? No, Sayyid Sistani said, since that the act is haram, but it is not haram from like a person who has intercourse with somebody else, not allowed to have sexual intercourse with him. Okay, like between male and a female, but without aqd. If they don't have aqd, which is muhallil, it is not allowed for that person to have what? To have sexual intercourse with him. But in this case, if two people they have intercourse, sexual intercourse, okay, without aqd, their sweat will be what? Najis. Their sweat will be, according to Sayyid Sistani, it is najis. I think it is ishkal. Sorry, I think it is ishkal, not najis. It is ishkal. Yes, not najis. But he couldn't go to pray as a recommended precaution. He should go make ghusl and then wudu, then pray. Okay. How about a man who has intercourse with his wife during Ramadan day, during ihram? So, is their act haram and this is janaba from haram? We are saying no, it is not janaba from haram. Yes, their act is haram. Their act during the day of fasting, during ihram. But their sweat not najis. Their sweat not najis. Not like those who had practiced sexual intercourse, but from haram, without aqd, without aqd. All right, brothers and sisters, do you have a question? Do you have a question? If you have a question, please write. All right, you can write your questions. I'll answer after the lesson, but I'll keep explaining this information. All right. Within issue number 120, if a person, yes, it is the same issue. If a person in janabah by haram act does, okay, 120, 100, issue number 120, if a person in janabah, and this janabah comes by haram. If a person in janabah by haram act, فعل الحرام, يعني this janabah, it comes from, not through عقد. It comes just like zina والعياذ بالله. Okay? If a person in janabah by haram act does tayammum instead of ghusl and perspires after performing tayammum, his perspiration will be governed by the same rules which applied to his perspiration before the tayammum. Before the tayammum. Yes. Here, Sayyid said, if somebody has janabe but by haram, okay, what he should do? He should do tayammum instead of ghusl. And he said, do tayammum instead of ghusl and perspire after performing tayammum. His perspiration will be governed by the same rules which applied to his perspiration before the tayammum. So he has to make ghusl and he has to make tayammum, and which is this tayammum instead of ghusl. Alright. Within issue number 121, if a person becomes mujnib, if a person becomes mujnib, I think we have time. Yes, maybe a few minutes. If a person becomes mujnib by haram act, this janabah comes from haram way, not from halal way. I think, brothers and sisters, you know the haram way and the halal way. Great. And then engages in a lawful sexual intercourse with his wife. First, this person has janabah from haram act. Okay, he practiced intercourse sexual with somebody else, not his wife. Okay, then he came to have a sexual intercourse with his wife and he has another janabah. Okay, the recommended precaution for him, al-ihtiyat al-istihbabi for him, is that he should not offer prayers with his perspiration. So he has to make what? He has to make ghusl. He has to make ghusl and to get rid of his sweat. To get rid of his sweat. Okay? You remember the two issues before? We consider that the sweat from haram act, it is not najis, but we have ishkal. But we have ishkal. As a recommended precaution, he has to make ghusl. Okay? Alright. So, but if he has lawful sexual intercourse in the first instance and then commits the haram act, you see, the first picture, he did the haram act, he did the haram intercourse, then he did the halal intercourse. We ask him to do what? We ask him to do ghusl, yes, to do ghusl for the sweat, and to do ghusl for janabah. Okay, as recommended, a precaution. كاحتياط استحبابي, he has to make two ghusl. The first ghusl for the sweat, okay? The second ghusl for the halal janabah. Alright? Okay. But with the second picture, first of all, he has his intercourse with his wife. Okay? Then he acts the haram action. He acts the haram intercourse with somebody unlawful to him. But if he has lawful sexual, first of all, intercourse in the first instance with his wife, and then commits the haram act. Okay. Here we have a point to, we have to explain, brothers and sisters. Somebody maybe ask, what is the halal intercourse? The halal intercourse, brothers and sisters, it comes within three ways. The first way, it is with your wife. The second way, it is with your momentary wife, الزواج المنقطع. The third way, it is with your amma. It is with your amma, your slave, not maid, slave. What is this slave? Before, we used to buy people as slaves. And if you buy a girl as a slave, you can have intercourse, sexual intercourse with her without aqd. Without aqd. Why? Because she is your amma. This is, it is allowed to you without aqd. Only in this case. Only in this case. Okay? So we have three lawful intercourse sexual with these situations. Okay, let's go back to our issue. Yes, this person, he has lawful sexual intercourse in the first instance
and then commits the haram act. Okay? His perspiration will not be treated as the perspiration of a person who has become mujrib by haram act. Definitely, the second picture, he has what? He has the lawful intercourse, then he has the unlawful haram act. Unlawful act, haram act. So, shall we deal with his sweat just like the first picture when he has first of all did the haram intercourse, then he have the halal intercourse? No, definitely. In the first course, he has to make two ghusls, but with the second picture, when he did first with lawful intercourse, then he did the haram, then we have to deal with him not with his sweat, not najis. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.